Wait. Can you back up for a second? Are you saying that it would not violate your pledge to allow the Bush tax cuts to lapse?
The guys on the House and Senate view that it would.
Would.
I'm asking you, because you are the interpreter of the uninterpretable pledge because it's so short.
Because everybody sees it as in the baseline, it would be seen that way. The Social Security thing is not.
Grover, why I'm sorry. Why? Because for all our disagreements, you're always pretty straightforward in answering the question, so I'm a little bit confused about your not answering the question. Okay.
If the Bush
tax cuts were, by definition, temporary. They had an expiration date. They were made temporary, yes. Right. I mean, that was not their intention.
Not continuing a tax cut is not technically a tax increase.
So it does not violate the pledge.
We wouldn't hold it that way. A lot of the guys on the Hill do.
Oh, we just solved the problem. There it is.
Bulletin!
Obama can raise taxes on the rich. He's free.
Right. Here's the thing, you can, that's not going to get these guys off the hook because they want, the House and Senate guys' view is that is a tax increase.
Well, that, isn't that just because they're convinced that you're going to, I'm trying not to use an unpalatable phrase, that you would just pillory them, thank you.
Yeah.
If they were, I'm sorry.
No,
so,
because you can't go to the challenge is this, because that view, the Bush tax cuts, technically, to allow, and it works the other way around because you run into this more at the state level. Temporary tax increases, we want to continue them.
Mm-hmm.
That was what
increase.
Temporary tax increase, California. That's what the fight is there. Our friend Governor Brown wants to extend the temporary tax increase. That is a tax increase because present law says it isn't. It says it goes
away. So this
away.
Is the flip side of that.
Right. The flip side of that is it wouldn't necessarily technically do that. The challenge for that House and Senate guys have is that there are some of these temporary kick down the road things, R&D tax credits, stuff like that are perceived that they're going to be kicked down the road forever, and that while you might be able to get me technically, you've done X, Y, or Z, doesn't pass the last.
Well, I mean, I can see the argument about extenders, right? But so you're saying that if candidate Romney were to come out tomorrow and say, I've been listening to this debate, and I'm a serious business guy, I know how to read a balance sheet, and so here's the deal. We are, in fact, going to have to let, in order to get our country on a sustainable fiscal path, we are going to have to let all the Bush tax cuts lapse, and people like me call you up and, toss you what we think is going to be a softball and say, Grover, would you like to denounce him for violating the pledge?
I would denounce him as a tax increaser and a bad guy. I would not technically violate the pledge.
The ethanol
There's a difference there. But it would be a very bad thing to do. Mm-hmm. It would raise taxes from where they are today. Mm-hmm. Would it technically violate the pledge? No.